Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that's just right for you. And today's guest is marriage therapist Dr. Jeffrey Kane, author of the new book, The 12 Best Kept Secrets to a Fulfilling Relationship. So welcome, Dr. Kane.
So happy to be here, and thank you for inviting me.
Well, it's our pleasure in having you on. And so how did you come up with the number 12? That's what I was wondering, because it seems like there are so many more secrets to relationships, to a good, fulfilling relationship, than just 12. Or maybe I'm overthinking it, and there's just only a handful that you really need to key in on.
Well, that's a great question. And the truth is, I probably could have came up with 200, or I could have stuck with 6. So probably, you know, think of it this way. So the 12 are just some kind of core issues that people can help address to create a fulfilling relationship, but by no means, you know, the list goes on and on. But these are some core things I've seen in the close to 2 decades that I work with clients, both in my office and now I've been doing work as well as over Skype.
So why don't relationships, you meet somebody nowadays, you maybe online or you're on social media, those sorts of things, or the old fashioned way in a bar at work or on the train or something like that. So you're falling in love with this person and you probably set an expectation for the relationship, and maybe a couple months into it, you're like, oh, this is not working. This is not meeting my expectation. Why do our relationships not meet our expectations from when we first got into them, for the most part?
What a great question, and I get that question all the time, especially with couples that I've been working with over the years. And I can tell you probably one of the biggest setups is at the beginning of a relationship, often people don't really reveal many different layers of who they are until they've been with somebody for a while. And when you are first in a relationship, everyone wants to put on their kind of best picture of who they are, and want to present all the good things about who you are and the things that make you want to be with the person and for them to want to be with you. So we often ignore some of the very things that would make you want to run and make you want to hide and say, I'm not going to be with this person. This person and I just don't compliment one another. But when you fall in love, you tend to ignore a lot of things that you start paying attention to once you've been in a relationship for a while. And it appears as if it's a new person, but it's actually the same person. It just, there was a bunch of things that you were ignoring, and all of a sudden now you're paying attention to those things that you were ignoring.
Like you're blinded. You're blinded, right? It's that puppy love thing, right, in the beginning. I mean, you are falling in love. Everybody loves to fall in love. Yeah. So, of course, you're going to ignore the fact that, you know, when you go visit at the apartment, he's got socks all over the floor, or, you know, she really doesn't like to cook, or those sorts of things. You're going to ignore all of those things. And then you're right. They were there all along. It's just that now you don't have that falling in love feeling anymore. So how can we kind of sustain that falling in love feeling?
Well, you know, that's a very important point and well taken. You know, probably one of the biggest challenges is over time, people tend to get very comfortable in a relationship. And I always talk with the couples that I work with, I kind of call it putting in cruise control. And once you get comfortable and you get in the relationship and you feel like, okay, we're going to be together now, you stop really doing many of the essential things that you used to do when you were falling in love. For an example, which is one of the secrets in the book, I guess I'll put it out there and reveal that to you guys, is the example of compassion. And compassion is something that often flows very, very easily at the beginning of a relationship. You're falling in love and you can hear endless stories from the person sharing and just sit there and be so patient as they go on and on talking about things that maybe you may not even find very important in your own life or may not be something you even connect with. And after you've been in a relationship for a while, you begin to think and begin to screen out certain things and pay attention to certain things and ignore other things. So you begin to kind of reveal certain things about who you are in a very different way than you did at the beginning of a relationship.
So if you're feeling that in that very moment and you're thinking, oh, this doesn't feel good anymore, and you want to kind of reignite that spark? I mean, you mentioned some passion. Do you think you should just kind of go back to, I don't want to say back to the basics, but just remember, sit down maybe with your partner and think about the things that made you fall in love with one another in the beginning, and maybe do those and be more focused on those things to try and reignite that spark?
That's a great perspective. I can tell you, many of the couples I work with, one of the things I send them home to do is I ask them to begin to try out for the upcoming week, pretend as if you were still dating. And what did you do when you were first dating? How did you treat one another? How did you behave towards one another? What kind of compassion did you show? What kind of passion did you show? How were you connected on an emotional level? And I kind of send them home to do, and they kind of look at me a little bit funny when I first give it to them, because they're probably thinking to themselves, this is crazy. You know, this is something that we had at one time we can never recapture. But the truth is if you don't continue to practice some of the very core things that you were doing early on in the relationship, relationships don't just survive and grow on their own in a positive direction. It really takes an investment on a regular basis, and it really takes two people doing what they need to do in order to keep things alive. And I often encourage the people in my office when they come here for therapy, as well as when I work on Skype, to really begin to think about how you can have a conversation about things that are very close to your heart and things that are often unspoken. And the unspoken, you know, communication and relationship often plays an incredible role and a vital role in terms of forming the direction of the relationship.
And what magic can happen, if you don't mind me using that term, but what magic can happen when that unspoken communication becomes spoken, when you maybe feel heard and you're hearing your partner, and you know, all the different things, maybe you have fears of what's happening in the relationship and those are now on the table. What sort of magic can happen within your relationship when you finally speak what was previously unspoken?
Well, you know, the bridge between what is unspoken and making it spoken really can change the nature of the relationship, because what it does is it really brings to the surface things that you're feeling deep inside your soul and deep inside your emotions that you've kind of held back. Because, you know, let's face it, sometimes you're tentative if you share certain things, how it might be taken and how the person might respond. So by going ahead and doing that, what it does is it makes you vulnerable, but it also lets the person you're with know where you're coming from in a very, very deep level. And if you really want to create that spark again, you have to be able to connect on an emotionally deep level, which means sharing things that are often very uncomfortable, very close to your heart. And you might be a little bit concerned about how it might be taken. But if you don't take that first step and take the chance of being vulnerable, and of course, what comes along with that is a possibility of being hurt. If you don't take that step or that risk, you'll never begin to see what the possibilities are and if that spark can be reignited.
Well, Dr. Kane, you've given us a lot of good information, even revealed the one secret of the 12 that you have in your latest book, The 12 Best Kept Secrets to a Fulfilling Relationship. And our listeners can learn more about Dr. Jeffrey Kane and his services and the book on his website, which is relationshipunscripted.com. That's relationshipunscripted.com. So thank you so much, Dr. Kane, for joining us. I appreciate you being here.
Thank you very much for having me.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps life-changing posts and podcasts. So please enjoy more on JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers that could be perfect for you. Till next time.